हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् वी थाट् विल् डू दिस् टेक्स्ट् ब्रह्मानुचिन्तनम् अदर्वैस् नोन् एस् आत्मानुचिन्तनम् आर् आत्मचिन्तनम् द वर्ड् चिन्तनम् डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् द रूट् चिन्त् द वर्ब् इस् चिन्तयति means thinks, but here it's not simply thinking alone, it is actually meditation. Meditation means placing our attention in Bhagavan, but here it's not even mere meditation, it's contemplation, because we are placing our mind in Bhagavan's swarupam. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan, and the Swarupam of Bhagavan is Swarupam of every being. Therefore, Bhagavan himself is our own Swarupam. It is actually Swaswarupa Anusandhanam. Swaswarupa Anusandhanam means it is nothing but constantly dwelling upon one's own essential nature, dwelling upon the very content of I. And this, the content of I happens to be, the Swarupma Aham happens to be the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. This reality is all pervasive, absolutely all pervasive, all accommodative, all pervasive. Therefore, this reality is implied by the term Atma. And the same reality is ever of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. As this reality is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, it is timeless, limitless. As it is Atma, all pervasively, is spatially limitless. This reality, being the reality of everything in this universe, is free from this object limitation. Therefore, it is of the nature of infinitude. With the same reality, implied by the term Atma is also implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, Brahma Anuchintanam is contemplation upon the abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of infinitude, obtaining as one's own swarupam. This swaswarupa anusandhanam, contemplation upon one's own essential nature, is swarupa anusandhanam, swaswarupa anusandhanam. It is for us to be contemplative. The whole text is meant for, is a contemplative text, meant for being contemplative. Okay, let's read the verse. Brahma Chintanika. Which enables us to be with our Swarupam. In Pujya Swamiji's language, being seated with oneself means being oneself. Remaining with oneself, or being seated with oneself, just remaining the self, where our identity is not with anything other than the self.
Ahameva param brahma vasudevakhyamauyayam इति स्यान्निश्चितो मुक्तः बद्धयेवान्यथा भवेत् अहमेव परम् ब्रह्म वासुदेवाख्यमौयम् इति स्यान्निश्चितो मुक्तः ब्रह्मयेवान्यथा भवेत् बद्धयेवान्यथा भवेत्
So, aham Parambrahma eva. Ahameva parambrahma. Aham parambrahma eva. I alone am parambrahma, or I am parambrahma only. And this aham parambrahma means what? I am absolute reality. I alone am absolute reality. I am absolute reality only. Not anything else. And which absolute reality, which alone is known as Vasudev, Avyayam Parambrahma, ever indeclinable, unchanging, unchangeable, imperishable, absolute reality I am, known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva Akhyam Avyayam Parambrahma Eva Aham. I am, it means Aham is a first person singular pronoun. In English we say I. We know very well, anything and everything in this universe denoted by any pronoun, any word other than this one and the only first person singular pronoun I is an object. Everything denoted by any word is an object of knowledge. An object of knowledge is anatma. Anything and everything denoted by any word is anatma, non-self. This non-self implies the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex. Ever of the nature of inertness. And the I, the first person singular pronoun I, this word does not refer to anything material here. Anything material, inert, object. I refers to only the subject of knowledge. The subject of knowledge, the knower, I refers to the knower, the subject of knowledge. And that knower, that which obtains as the knower, is in fact Brahma, Atma. The knower is Brahma. Knower is Atma. And that knower refers to definitely the abstract, formless reality. Abstract, formless reality, the knower of knowledge, knower of ignorance. To make it very simple and short, because a class meant for contemplation, I'm not going to do the Diktishiveka Prakriya here, used Prakriya. I can say everything that is here can be reduced to the known. The known universe. The known objective universe. When it is known, it is knowledge. The known universe is knowledge. When the universe is not known, what is there is ignorance. So that knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from the known ignorance and knowledge. That knower is the absolute knower. If you analyze the absolute knower, knower of knowledge and ignorance is actually abstract, formless, subtlest reality. Attributeless. Being attributeless, inexplicable, imperceptible, that reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. In fact, we distinguish the knower from the known. The knower is the abstract reality. And why does it know? Even the knower is a name attributed to it from the standpoint of the known world, the standpoint of known states of mind. Actually, there is not even knower. Reality is not even a knower. Reality knows. Reality knows because knowing is its swarupam. So that which is referred to by his I, first person singular pronoun I, being formless abstract, there's no way of arriving at it other than knowing it in terms of its nature of knowing. That which is ever of the nature of knowing by its mere presence is implied with the term pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. It is this abstract, formless reality which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure awareness, is implied by this term Brahma or Atma. In Bhagavad Gita class, in my Bhashyam class, when we understood the meaning of this verse, 16th verse, Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha, there we should, let us remember Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on that one sentence. Sataha abhavaha vidyate. Abhavaha na vidyate. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Means what? There's never an absence of the absolute reality. There's never absence of absolute reality. Means what? Absolute reality exists, is that which exists always. That which exists always because it is of the nature of existence. Therefore, the abstract formless reality is implied by the term existence. Abstract formless attributeless reality is implied with the term existence. And this reality is always there, which is Brahma. This reality which is of the nature of existence is Brahma. And how this Brahman is there? How is reality is there? Reality is always there. Either as pure existence or it is there as pure existence as one's own swarupam, or it is there as the existence associated with the known world. And the world is available for experience. The reality is there available for experience as the existence of the world. Reality is always experienced in the form of existence. Existence of the world. Existence of everything that is experienced. So that experienced existence, experienced as the existence of the object, is said to be Savisesha Satta. I told you. Savisesha Satta, Saguna Satta. There's never a time reality is not. This existence enjoyed by every object is Brahma. It must be confirmed. You should not have any doubt at all. That's what is contemplation. Let us not go and search for Bhagavan anywhere. Let us not go and search for reality anywhere. Reality is always experienced. Brahman is always experienced. Non-experienceable reality is always experienced, available for experience in the form of existence associated with experienced objects, material objects. The forms, names and functions belong to the matter, whereas the existence enjoyed by the objects is always there. Never a time existence is not there. This abstract reality, non-experienceable reality, is available for experience as existence of the objects. That is why in our experiences, there's an experience of the object. There's also experience of the existence enjoyed by the objects. Even when the world is, world enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by the world, the easiness of the world is Brahma. We cannot say we do not see through physical eyes, but we do understand there is manifest existence is manifest, reality is manifest in the form of existence of the world of objects, including time and space. In the form of existence of time, existence of space, existence of forms, names and functions existing within the realm of time, existence is Samisesha Satta. Then that reality is looked upon as Ishvara. The reality is experienced in the form of existence of the objects. Then that reality is Ishvara, looked upon as Ishvara. Even when the world is not, when the world becomes unmanifest, resolved, even then, in sleep, or in death, or in Kalpa, or in Mahapalaya, when the world becomes unmanifest, resolved also, then, when the world goes away, existence enjoyed by the world does not go away. Existence continues to be there without qualifying the world. Without the world, existence is there as abstract formless reality. That abstract formless attributeless reality. Without the world, when the world is not there, it is there as pure existence. And the pure existence is the knower consciousness. The knower consciousness, swarupam of the knower alone, swarupam of the subject of knowledge, is experienced as the existence associated with objects. So subject itself becomes the object. The pure existence consciousness, the swarupam of the experiencer, is experienced existence consciousness is experienced as existence associated with objects. When the world of objects is not there, the same existence does not disappear along with the object. Existence remains as pure existence. That pure existence is pure consciousness. Therefore, that pure existence consciousness, Sat-Chit Atma, the pure existence consciousness is all pervasive, one is only pure existence consciousness, Sat-Chit. And it is partless, no parts. Body has parts. Existence consciousness has no parts, no divisions. Is partless, indivisible, existence consciousness is timeless. Because the process of creation itself does not happen in time. The time happens only after the creation. If a time also comes and goes, therefore, abstract reality, the pure awareness, existence is there timelessly. So any object, any object is inert. So time is object of knowledge, space object of knowledge. Therefore, this pure consciousness is not associated even with time and space. That pure consciousness existence is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless. Therefore, Brahma, which is there always, which is implied by the term Atma. So, everything here can be reduced to two factors, Atma and Anatma. And Atma, the abstract formless reality, Satchit, existent consciousness, ever of the nature, reality is ever of the nature of consciousness, existence. Anatma Prapancha is ever of the nature of inertness. They are not two. This reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, is Paraprakriti of Ishvara. The Anatma, which is ever of the nature of inertness, is Aparaprakriti of Ishvara. They're inseparable. They're cognitively distinguishable, but physically inseparable. And these two prakritis, inseparable prakritis, constitute Ishvara. Of this, Atma, Paraprakriti is Satyam, Aparaprakriti is Mithya. Aparaprakriti has no independent existence. It is not countable as a second thing. Therefore, Aparaprakriti, Anatma, Aparaprakriti of Ishvara, otherwise said to be Anatma Prapanchaha, is the Mithya Anatma Prapanchaha, is nothing but manifestation of, appearance of the Satya Atma, Satyam Brahma. I am that absolute reality, Brahma. Therefore, I, the absolute reality, Brahma, Atma, am the whole. I, the existence consciousness, Brahma, Atma, am the whole. Here effortlessly, we must be able to see Aham Brahma Eva. There is no possibility of placing I in anything other than abstract, formless reality, consciousness, existence implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, it is said here,
Ahameva param brahma vasudevakhyamauyayam.
So, Vasudeva, that's why I brought in the word Ishvara concept today. Vasudeva akhyam avyayam param brahma ahameva. Absolute reality implied with the term param brahma, the exalted truth, known as Vasudeva. I am. Why Vasudevaha? That which alone shines as everything is Vasudeva. Devaha means the shine, that which shines. Vasu means the whole universe here. So Vasudevakyam. The whole is Vasudeva, Ishvara. It is constituted of two inseparable prakritis of Ishvara, para and apara prakritis. Para prakriti is satyam, apara prakriti is mithya. They're inseparable. They're mutually complementary. Para prakriti is self, of nature of self-existence, which is param brahma, and which lends existence to apara prakriti. Apara prakriti serves as manifesting medium for Paraprakriti. Therefore, they're one, they're not two. This is the meaning of the first verse. Vasudevakyam avyam parambrahma aham parambrahma eva. Iti nischitaha syat muktaha. Muktaha, the person who is free from bondage of samsara. The person who is free from bondage of samsara. Is the one who has this, who is contemplative upon one's own sarupam being Brahma, who has ascertained vision of Brahman being one's own self. Such a person, muktaha nischitaha syat. The liberated person must be the one having this doubt-free ascertained vision. Anyatha baddha eva bhavet. Otherwise, one must be helplessly bound person, bound by samsara. If this vision is not there, this ascertained vision of one's own self being Brahman is not there, anyatha, otherwise, baddha eva bhavet, one must be definitely bound by samsara. Baddha means bound by samsara. That is why freedom is not in attaining anything, achieving anything. Freedom is in just being one's own self. In remaining as one's own self, there is freedom. So, to remain as one's own self, to be with oneself, to remain as one's own self, what one needs is this clear vision of the swarupam of Bhagavan being one's own swarupam. Ahameva param brahma vasudeva khyamauyayam itisya nischito muktaha baddhaye vanyatha bhavet. Muktaha iti nischitaha syat. Iti nischitaha muktaha. Aham brahma eva iti nischitaha. The person who has definite understanding of one's own self being only Brahma, that person is liberated. Otherwise, he will be or he must be bound by samsara. He is not free. This is verse number 1. Ahameva param brahma nischitam chitta chintyatam. Ahameva param brahma nischitam chitta chintyatam. Chidrupatvadasangatvat abadhyatvat prayatnatah. Ahameva param brahma nischitam chitta chintyatam. Chidrupatvadasangatvad abadhyatvat prayatnatah. So, hey chitta, you are telling your own mind, hey chitta, O manami, hey chitta, chintyatam. Or you can say, chitte chintyatam. May it be contemplated upon in the mind. Chitte chintyatam means, may it be contemplated upon in the mind. Chintyatam is a passive voice verb. Chintyatam, ennapadattam, that is the meaning. Chitte chintyatam, or he chitta chintyatam. O mind, may it be contemplated upon, or may it be contemplated upon in the mind. What? Nischitam. Definitely. Aham parambrahma eva. Aham parambrahma eva. Nischitam. Chitte chitta chintyatam. May this fact be dwelt upon. Contemplated upon. Dwelt upon. What should be dwelt upon? Aham param brahma eva. How clearly we say repeatedly, where we have no doubt, what is wave? Wave is water. Wave is nothing but water. Wave is nothing but water. Wave cannot, wave is not. The form, name and wave is nothing, essentially nothing but water. Water is not the wave, but the wave is water only. The whole ocean is water only. The whole ocean is nothing but water. Similarly here, first you have to see I. This first person singular pronoun I referring to the knower subject of knowledge is nothing but abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, and which is ever of the nature of knowing. This consciousness existence implied by the term Brahman only aham. I does not refer to the body. I does not refer to the mind, or sense organs, organs of actions. No, I does not refer to any of the material aspects. This body, mind, sense complex should be included in the objective material universe. I must be distinguished. I, the knower, when distinguished from the known body, mind, sense complex, that I, which doesn't refer to any of the material aspects, refers only to the abstract, formless reality. I do not even use the word consciousness now, because that reality, which is there as the knower, when you analyze the three states of experience, when you analyze a deep sleep state of experience there, in deep sleep state, when the whole universe remains resolved, the sense powers become non-functional. Body is like a dead body. We do not know anything. But when deep sleep state, when nothing is there, even knowing the nothingness, that which is there, knowing the blankness of the mind, knowing the nothingness in the mind, that which is there is of what form? Is no form. There is something which knows the blankness of the mind. There is inexplicably subtlest mind, the state of mind, which is state of experience. That state is known, state of mind is known. So that which is known is the nothingness of the mind, blankness of mind. There is total ignorance. There is no knowledge of existence of the self. There is no knowledge of the existence of the world. There is total ignorance. Purna ajnanam. The ignorance is known. When there is ignorance being total, identity being not possible, what is there is only bliss, sukham. Absence of experience of pairs of opposites is bliss. There is sukham. That sukham is experienced. That total ignorance is experienced. Whenever there is experience of total ignorance, there is experience of bliss also, because there is experience, there is non-dual experience. In sleep, we have non-dual experience. That non-dual experience, what is non-dual experience? There is no knower known division in sleep. That non-dual experience is possible because of the experiencer. Who is the experiencer? Who is that? What is that which is there? Experiencing, knowing the non-dual condition, state of mind, knowing the total ignorance and bliss. That knower, that experiencer is abstract, formless. Nothing subtler than that. And it knows. That is what is reality. Attributeless reality knows. So from the standpoint of the known, we attribute the knower status to that abstract reality. And then we say that knows. Because knowing is the swarupam. being conscious is the Swarupam, being aware is the Swarupam. That is how even these three words, whether you use awareness or pure consciousness or pure existence, even these words reveal the reality only in terms of its nature. And there is no word can be used. That's why I repeatedly, I use this term abstract, formless, subtlest. Abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the, just arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, in terms of its nature of being conscious, being aware, is implied by the term pure awareness, pure consciousness. And being free from all these limitations is Brahma, Atma. Therefore, this I definitely refers to this abstract, formless reality, consciousness, awareness, or existence consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma. It is this pure awareness, pure consciousness alone, the knower consciousness, witness consciousness alone. The pure consciousness is said to be witness consciousness, knower consciousness from the standpoint of three states of mind. From the standpoint of known states of mind. This knower witness consciousness actually is pure consciousness alone, is pure existence, which is available for experience as the experience of experience as in the form of existence of the world, when the world is there. Whenever the world is experienced, when the world of objects is experienced, we do experience reality in the form of existence enjoyed by the world, existence enjoyed by everything. Even though countless number of objects are experienced by us, in every experience of every object, what is invariably experienced is the existence. That existence which is invariably experienced by us, associated with every variable object, is one indivisible partless whole. That existence is nothing but pure existence, the pure consciousness, Brahma. Therefore, I am that Brahma. I cannot refer to anything known. I refer to the pure consciousness existence. Then we can say, the known being, the known Prakriti, material world being Mithya, the knower consciousness being Satyam, as Paran Apara Prakritis of Ishvara, we can say, being inseparable, all that is here is only Brahma. There is only Brahma. And that only Brahma, which is there timelessly, limitlessly, I am. I am that Brahma. That is why it is said, this is what has to be dwelt upon. This fact has to be dwelt upon repeatedly. Aham param brahma eva. Nischitam chitta chintyatam. How chid rupatvat asangatvat abadhyatvat prayatnataha chintyatam. Why aham brahma eva? Aham brahma eva chidrupatvat. As I am of the nature of consciousness. Because I refers to the abstract formless reality. I am the knower. Knower is formless conscious reality. Therefore, I the knower am formless reality. And the reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, chidrupatvat, as I am of the nature of consciousness, asangatvat, as I am of the nature of untaintedness, abadhyatvat, As I am of the nature of non-negatable, unaffectedness, I am abstract reality. This abstract knower, witness, reality, reality obtaining as the witness is not tainted, touched, affected by anything known. It is not negated, negatable as an object of knowledge. The abstract reality cannot be negated as known, because it is there as the very knower or surupam of the knower. Unafflicted, untainted, and also it's ever of the nature of consciousness. So Chidrup, what is that knower? That knower is abstract reality. It's Chidrupam, it's of the nature of knowing. Asangam, being the knower, abstract reality, though it's all pervasive, it is not touched, tainted by anything known. And Abhadhyatvam, it is not afflicted, it's not negated. Negated as an object. Therefore, the three reasons are given. Chidrupatvat aham brahmayeva, asangatvat aham brahmayeva, abhadhyatvat aham brahmayeva. Because of these reasons, due to the nature of consciousness, due to the untaintedness, due to the nature of being non-negatable, aham brahmayeva, I am nothing but I am pure consciousness, existence implied by the term Brahma only. This prayatnataha chintita, may this fact be dwelt upon, may this definitely understood, definite fact be dwelt upon repeatedly. Ahameva param brahma nischitam chitta chintyatam chidrupatvadasangatvat abhadhyatvat prayatnatah. Ahameva param brahma nachaham brahmanah prithak. Ahameva param brahma nachaham brahmanah prithak. Ityevam samupasita brahmano brahmanisthitah. Ahameva param brahma nachaham brahmana nachaham brahmana prithak nachaham brahmana prithak ityevam samupasita brahmano brahmanisthitah. So here brahmanaha, who is brahmanaha? Brahmanisthitaha. So in this context, jnani is a guna brahmana. Absolutely, any wise person is a brahmanaha. Even if a person is not brahmana by birth, not brahmana by action, by his livelihood, if he has the vision, he is a brahmana. So brahmanisthitaha brahmanaha. The one who remains in Brahma is Brahmana. So remaining in Brahma means what? Remaining in Brahma means one who sees himself as Brahma. Brahmanisthitaha Brahmanaha. One who remains in Brahma means one who places his mind in the reality is Brahma. Brahmanisthitaha. Where you remain, where you place your mind. Where are you? Wherever your mind is, you are there. Okay? Wherever you are, your mind is, there you are. Therefore, Brahmanisthitaha means, the one who remains in Brahma, is the one who has placed his mind in Brahma, not anywhere else. So Brahmanasthitaha is Brahmanaha. In fact, if we take the meaning of the word Brahma as Veda, the one whose mind is placed in Veda Shastram is Brahmana. Whereas here the one who has placed his mind in reality is Brahma, Brahmana. So Brahmanasthitaha Brahmanaha. Such a person, aham Brahma iti jnatva, aham Brahmanaha samupasita. Brahmanisthitaha Brahmanaha samupasita. May he meditate. Samupasita, may he constantly dwell upon, meditate. As what? Aham Brahma, aham param, ahameva, aham param Brahma eva. Nacha aham Brahmanaha prithak. I, the self, am Brahman only. I am absolute, abstract, formless, reality, consciousness, existence, implied with term Brahman only. Nacha aham Brahmanaha prithak. I am not separate from Brahma. Wave is not separate from water. Wave is not separate from water. Opaque is not separate from not different from the light, not separate, inseparable. So here, na aham Brahmanaha prithak, I, the self, am non-different from Brahma. Why? I am the reality, I am very Brahma. What is I? I is a first, this knowledge of self, existence. One's own existence is I. Means what? This manifest knowledge. This manifest knowledge is not nothing but its source. It is non-separate. Therefore, aham brahmanaha na prithak. I am non-separate from Brahma. I'm non-different from Brahma. I'm non-separate from Brahma. I am Brahman only. This fact, iti, thus, evam, in this manner, brahmanasthitaha brahmanaha samupasita, may a brahmana whose mind is placed in Brahma, who is in Brahma, who places himself in Brahma, that person, may he dwell upon, thus, in this manner, that I am Brahman only, I am non-separate from Brahma. This is third verse. Ahameva param brahma nachaham brahmanah prithak ittevam samupasita brahmano brahmanisthitaha. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram tad brahmahamiti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram. Tad brahmahamiti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram tad brahmahamiti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet. See, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam nirantaram tad brahma aham iti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet. How can a person become a person of given varna. How can one say, I am a Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Shudra? Okay, how can one have identity with any ashrama, any varna? How can one have any identity with any ashrama, any varna, jati, or any ashrama also? I'm a brahmachari, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a house grihastha, I'm vanaprasthi. How can one be a person of any ashrama or varna? After having known, until a person attains this jnanam, it is possible for one to have identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Then one can say what? I am a Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra, or I am a Vanaprasthi, I am Sannyasi, I am a Grihastha. Like one can have identity with any jati, varna, or ashrama only as long as a person is ajnani. But once this vision, one has, having ascertained this vision, aham brahma, tad brahma aham iti jnatva, after having clearly distinguished the I from I as the knower, being different from the known, anatma, body, mind, sense complex, and having resolved that I sense in source, the abstract formless reality, consciousness, existence, the infinite reality, Brahma, and having understood what? I am Chaitanyam. I am abstract reality, Chaitanyam, consciousness, and which is what? Nirantaram, which is there always, and which is free from all upadis. Sarva upadi vinirmuktam chaitanyam. The abstract reality, subtlest reality, which we arrive at as the knower of the mind, knower of the total ignorance and bliss in deep sleep state. That abstract formless reality, obtaining as the knower of the mind, knower of ignorance, that abstract reality is ever of the nature of knowing, chaitanyam, consciousness. And that consciousness is not the body, is not the body. Body is upadhi, not the manifesting medium. Upadhi, not the mind, not the sense organs, not the organs of actions, not consciousness, the witness consciousness, knower consciousness is not any of the known body, mind, sense complex, which serves as a upadhi, a manifesting medium. It is free from upadhis. It is free from upadhis. Consciousness is ever free from upadhis. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam tad brahma ahamiti nirantaram tad brahma ahamiti jnatva. Having clearly ascertained the fact that I am that consciousness Brahma, timeless consciousness Brahma, which is absolutely free from these upadhis, body, mind, sense complex. Having understood that, how is it possible for one to be, how can one be a Brahmana, Vaishya, any, a person of any ashrama, or a person of any varna? Is not possible. Katam varnashrami bhaved. Varnashrami, one can be a varni or ashrami as long as one has ignorance of oneself. Ignorance of oneself, as long as one has identity with the anatma, one has identity with the upadhis. As long as you mistake yourself for upadhis, the body, mind, sense complex, then it is possible for one to be a varni or ashrami, a person of given ashrama or given varna. Once the identity is shifted from upadis. One sees oneself being Brahma, Chaitanyam. That it is not possible for one to be a person of given varna, a given ashrama. That is the teaching here.
Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram tad brahmahamiti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet.
Varnashrami katham bhavet jnatva. Aham brahma asmi iti jnatva. Aham tad brahma ahamiti jnatva katham varnashrami bhavet. See, in the relative world, one can, for the purpose of interacting with the world, one can have identity. But it is, whatever a person does also becomes an abhasa. It's all negated, non-binding. Non-binding identity, non-binding actions. Karma abhasa. That is possible. But at the same time, in the heart of the heart, one must know definitely, definitely, I'm not this. That must be very clear. Then fear also will not be there. I'm free from upadis means upadis have birth, upadis have death, upadi has the problems, upadi has everything. So I am free from upadis means I'm free from the problems associated with the upadis also. That is how absolute fearlessness, the fear also goes. Absolutely fear goes, absolute fearlessness will be there.
Aham brahmasmi yo veda sa sarvam bhavati tvidam na bhutya ishate devaha teshamatma bhavedhisaha. Another beautiful verse. Aham brahmasmi yo veda. Aham brahmasmi yo veda. Sa sarvam bhavati tvidam. Sa sarvam bhavati tvidam. Na bhutya ishate devaha. Na bhut Tya ishate devaha tesham atma bhavedhisaha. Aham brahmasmi yo veda sa sarvam bhavati tvidam na bhutya ishate devaha tesham atma bhavedhisaha.
See, yaha, Veda, the person who knows, aham brahma asmi, yaha Veda aham brahma asmi, the person whoever understands, whoever knows very clearly that I, the first person singular pronoun, used by every individual to refer to oneself, definitely refers to only abstract, formless, infinite reality, Brahma, the pure consciousness existence. The person who knows this, aham Brahma asmi iti yaha veda, that person, saha, tu, indeed, idam sarvam bhavati, he becomes everything here. Oh, how does the person who knows himself being Brahma becomes everything? A person knows one's own self being Brahma, he becomes everything. How? Because he knows one's own self is pure consciousness existence. This pure consciousness existence, the Surupam of the Knower alone, is that as the existence enjoyed by everything here. Why? This entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, does not have independent existence of its own. Just as the world of opaque things has no independent existence of its own, outside of the light. Independent of light, without the light, the world of opaque things cannot have existence. Will lose its status of being existed. Similarly, the entire world of material, inert material forms, names and functions, inclusive of one's body, mind and complex, has no independent existence at all. For the world, the objective universe, including one's body, mind and complex, is dependent on the knowledge to become the known. To have the status of existence, it has to be known. If it is not known, the world is as good as non-existent. The world has to become the known to be existent, to have the status of being existent. For it to become the known, it is dependent on the knower. There must be knower. The knower being pure consciousness existence, Brahma Atma, the knower consciousness existence alone is in the form of existence of the entirety of the world. Just as light is the illuminator, light is in the form of existence of the illumined opaque things. The illuminator light is in the form of the existence of the illumined world of opaque things. The knower consciousness is in the form of existence of the known world of inert material objects. Minus consciousness existence, world will lose its status of being existent. World will lose its existence. Existence will not be lost. The world will lose its existence. Existence will not be lost at all. Existence is always there. The world will lose its existence. Without the consciousness existence. Therefore, it is his pure consciousness is there in the form of existence of the entity of the objective world. How do we know? That's why we said in the Gita class, remember that in every experience of any object, we have two experiences. One is experience of the object and experience simultaneously. What is experienced is the experience of the existence enjoyed by the object. That existence associated with the Namarupa. Object is Savisesha Satta, Sopadhika Satta. Understand? Therefore, it is his pure consciousness alone is in the form of experienced existence, existence enjoyed by the world. Therefore, the world has no independent existence of its own, intrinsic existence of its own. Therefore, it is mithya, it is non-countable. And what is world? The world is appearance, manifestation of existence, consciousness, Brahma. There is no world which is other than Brahma. Therefore, it is said, that person who knows himself, his own Swarupam being Brahma, he becomes idam sarvam bhavati. I, the consciousness existence, am the whole universe. Because I, the self, am the existence of the universe. I am the existence of the universe. Therefore, the universe is what? Existent in me. I am the whole. Very profound verse that is. I am the whole. So, aham brahmasmi iti yahaveda. Aham brahmasmi yahaveda means aham brahmasmi iti yahaveda. Iti is implied. The person who knows that I am aham brahmasmi, that person indeed becomes this entire cosmos. He becomes the whole. Idam sarvam bhavati. He becomes this whole. The problem must be very subtle. It's not really becoming. We don't think the person becomes like clay becomes pot. He becomes elements, elementals. No. He becomes the whole. Light becomes the whole world of opaque things. Like that he becomes the entire world of material objects. Idam sarvam tu idam sarvam tu bhavati. And devaha, devaha abhutya na ishate. Devaha abhutya na ishate. Even devas do not, do not do anything with all their powers. Nabhutya ishate devaha. Even devas do not do anything with their powers, with all prosperity. Why? Because even devas don't do any harm to him, because tesham atma saha bhavet. When he becomes everything, he becomes very self of devas also. Tesham atma bhavati. Saha hi bhavedhi. If you break it, saha tesham atma bhavet. He becomes the very self of every other being. He becomes the very truth, very swarupa of all the devatas also. Because there's nothing which is subtler beyond than pure consciousness existence. Therefore, whatever natural phenomena is here, whatever natural phenomena are here, he becomes the very truth, very existence of every natural phenomenon. He becomes the very self of all the devatas. Just as water is the truth of self of every wave, light is the truth of every opaque thing, this person as pure consciousness existence becomes the very self of the truth, the existence of every natural phenomenon revered as devata. He becomes the surup of all the devatas. Even devas cannot do any harm to him in terms of abhutyana ishate.
Aham brahmasmi yo veda sa sarvam bhavati tvidam nabhutya ishate devaha tesham atma bhavedhisaha anyo savaham anyosmiti anyo savaham anyosmiti upaste yonya devatam save nasaveda naro brahma sadevanam yatha pashu anyo savaham anyosmiti upaste yonya devatam nasaveda naro brahma sadevanam yatha pashuhu. Anyaha asau aham anyaha asmi. Anyaha asau aham anyaha asmi. Asau anyaha. This person is other one. He is another person. Aham anyaha. I am different. I am different. I am separate. He is different. Iti yaha upaste. One who worships other devata. Yaha anya devatam upaste. The person who worships other devata, saying, I am the worshipper of the devata, different from the worshipped devata. This is the devata worshipped by me. I am the worshipper of the devata. Aham anyaha, I am different. Aso anyaha, this is different. Aso anyaha, this is different. I am different. With this understanding, the person who worships the other devata as the one which is different from oneself, such a person saha naraha na veda brahma. that person does not know the truth. In Dvaita Bhakti, is not belittled. It means he still has to go long way. Saha Brahmana Veda. He does not know the truth, does not know the reality. The person who worships any other devata, think that the devata is different from oneself. I am different. Thinking thus, the person who worships the devata as one who is different from oneself, that person does not know the truth. Saha Brahma Naveda. இது வேறு நான் வேறு என்று எண்ணி மற்ற தெய்வத்தை வணங்குகிறவன் வழிபடுகிறவன் சக ந வேத ஹி டஸ் நாட் நோ த ட்ரூத் டஸ் நாட் நோ த ரியாலிட்டி சக நரக பிரம்ம ந வேத அண்ட் தட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் நோ த ட்ரூத் சக தேவானாம் பசு பவதி யதா பசு ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி பசு becomes the victim of being offered as a, isn't it? Offered as a, becomes an offering. He becomes a bali. So, devanam pashu bhavati. Just as any ordinary being becomes, you know, object of sacrifice for a simple devotee, this ignorant person becomes a bit of sacrifice of devata. How any animal, in animal sacrifice, don't take it as animal seriously, how an animal becomes an object of sacrifice. Similarly, this ignorant person becomes an object of sacrifice for devas. Devanam pashu bhavati yatha pashu ததா சக தேவானாம் பசு பவதி பசு மனுஷியானாம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் ஹவு அன் அனிமல் இஸ் ஃபார் அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் சோ திஸ் இக்னன்ட் பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் அ பசு ஃபார் தேவதாஸ் வை ஹி டஸ் நாட் நோ பிரம்மா பிகாஸ் ஹி வர்ஷிப்ஸ் அதர் தேவதா ஆஸ் வாட் ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் திஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ அசௌ அந்யஹா Saha Anyaha. Where is the difference? All these differences are only relatively there. What is difference? I tell you, in Mandukya Upanishad, beautifully, this difference, the word difference, okay, is analyzed and negated. Absolutely, there is no such thing called difference at all. Difference is mithya. It is relative. Absolutely, there is no difference. There may be two things of the same order of reality. Then you can talk about the difference. Between table and chair is difference. The difference in form, difference in name, difference in purpose. The difference is there. Because both belong to the same order of reality, mithya. But the standpoint of satyam, there is no mithya. There is no mithya, is only as though. It's not there. What is, there is only secondless non-dual reality. The reality being one and the only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality, ekam, advitiyam, advaitam. How can you talk about the difference? Absolutely, there is no difference at all. Difference, what is difference? If you analyze, different will not stand scrutiny. It never will stand scrutiny. Whereas, that's why, the person who thinks, aham anyaha asau, aham anyaha asmi, iti, yaha anya devatam upasate, saha naraha brahma naveda, he does not know the truth. Saha devanam pashuhu, saha devanam yatha pashuhu. He becomes the Pashu of the devas, he becomes, means he does not know. This thing, extra thing I explain to you tomorrow, okay?
ओम शांति शांति शांति।